it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boston Bruins defenseman Brandon Carlo's child was born at 3 a.m. He made it to the game. Minnesota Timberwolves Rudy Gobert missed game two as they beat the Denver Nuggets in the second round of the NBA playoffs. But instead, he was there for the birth of his son. So I ask you, Caleb Calhoun, would you miss a huge sporting event for the birth of your son? Or would you be there for the birth of your son over a huge sporting event?
This so depends on the sporting event. I am going to say this, though, and I'm going to sound at the risk of sounding insensitive on the Rudy Gobert take. Luckily for him, Minnesota won the game, but you get paid a lot of money to play these games. A lot of money to play these games. Money that will allow you to raise your kid in an environment that 99.999% of the world won't be able to. And you get paid that money by teams hoping that you can give them their services to help them win championships. If it's a playoff game, I think you shouldn't miss it. You should play the playoff game. And here's the way you go. So NBA playoffs, you got to play it. NHL playoffs, you got to play it. NFL playoffs, you got to play it. College football regular season, if for some reason you got somebody pregnant when you were in college, I think you got to play an SEC. If it's a college football SEC game, you got to play it in the regular season. You have to. I mean, now in the age of NIL, you have to play those games. They're too important. And
okay, this is interesting. Rustastic on the message board says, I have three kids. I only saw one of them born. I would never miss another one being born for any reason. I totally disagree. I'm with Kudzukian, whatever that means. Come on, Caleb. You got to be there for the birth of your son or daughter. I would not let you do this show and miss the birth of your son. And you got to be there. I don't care if it's the Super Bowl. I don't care if it's Joe Montana talking about John Candy's in the stands. I'm sure you've heard that story, right? And then they come over. Well, he supposedly saw John Candy in the stands. That's how calm, cool, and collected he was. And then they come over and they say, Joe, your wife's in labor. You got to go. Joe says, I'm Joe Cool, baby. I'm rolling. I'm out of here. No, Joe stays there and he plays and he wins another Super Bowl. And Caleb, I am surprised you would even consider what you have proposed.
I'm sorry, the Super Bowl, if you're the quarterback. Now, Joe, it's a little bit different. Joe Montana went to 4 and won 4. So, like, but for most quarterbacks, getting to the Super Bowl is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to bring home a trophy. You work your whole life for this, Dave. Your entire life. You get to the Super Bowl, and in your one shot, you leave it for this? I'm sorry. You got to go for it. You got to go for it.
You're selling yourself short, in my opinion. You should believe you have multiple shots.
One, okay. Peyton Manning, he didn't miss the birth of anybody, but I do distinctly remember when the Colts went to the Super Bowl in 2006, Dave, 2007, a bunch of teammates wanted their family members there. You know, it was kind of family members, everybody coming around because, you know, you're at the Super Bowl and they wanted to show their family members. And Peyton Manning stepped up and said, no family members, nobody around. This is a business trip, guys. We're not here to celebrate being in the Super Bowl. We're here to go win the Super Bowl. And people thought that was rough. I loved it. I loved Peyton Manning for that. Your job is not to go when once you go to the Super Bowl, you haven't done your job. Your job is to try to win it. It's a business trip. And now, again, for most business things, most business related things across the world, I would skip for the birth of my child. If I'm in the Super Bowl, though, the money I make to play that sport, no. Sorry.
Elias says bare minimum, you need to be willing to charter a plane and have it sitting on the runway waiting.
They don't do that.
They do that. The teams do that. They're lined up and ready to go.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don Felder, the Eagles missed the California Jam for the birth of his child. Yeah, that's right. The California Jam.
But you perform all the time at different places. Like, it's like, that's not the same as the Super Bowl for an athlete. It's not. They aren't comparable.
So you would miss like a Major League Baseball season, regular season game.
I would miss any pro regular season game, even an NFL regular season game. I wouldn't miss a playoff game. I would not miss a playoff game.
But you would think long and hard about college regular season, because we all know how different that is, right?
I would think long and hard about SEC regular season games. If it's Vanderbilt and if I'm playing for Tennessee and I'm playing Vanderbilt, okay, I'm missing that. Okay, if you guys can't beat Vanderbilt without me, then you don't deserve my services.
Poll question, by the way, earlier, early lines have Vols underdogs in three games, which is most disrespectful. We come up with Oklahoma at 5-point dogs. Georgia 17.5 gets 39%. Oklahoma got 45%. Alabama gets 15%. So I'm assuming playoff games. You would miss any elimination game you would miss.
I would not miss an elimination game. I'm paid too much money at those levels, particularly the NBA. They're the highest paid players in the world. They deserve to be. They were the most rarely gifted athletes at their craft of any sport in the world. It's the toughest league to make. By far, they deserve to be the highest paid. But because you're paid that much, playoff games, man. Sorry, Rudy Gobert. Y'all can hate on me for this. I'm sorry, but you get paid a lot of money to play those games. That money is going to allow your son to be raised, or daughter to be raised, in an environment that they otherwise would never be raised in. I'll disqualify myself. This is just me personally. To each his own. I think it's a personal thing for every person. I can't judge Rudy Gobert, but me personally, if I was making that level of money, I'd probably play the game. For the record, I'm a huge Grizzly fan. The Grizzlies won their first playoff game in history in 2011 against the Spurs. Shane Battier hit a three at the exact moment his wife went into labor. in that playoff game.
What would your beautiful wife say if you said, "I'm sorry, I gotta go do this because it's an elimination game"? Sorry.
Well, we knew we were doing this for the show, so I asked her ahead of time. Okay, so we had this discussion because I was not about to say this publicly and then get divorced from my wife when I got off the show. Okay, she said if it was the Super Bowl, she would expect me to play the Super Bowl.
Okay, what about a Masters? It seems like that happens all the time in Masters. Apparently, golfers like to procreate the summer before the Masters when they go to Augusta. What about something like that where there are four majors a year? That's a little bit different than the Super Bowl, but it's not.
That's so tricky. Yeah. But
it's, see, well, to me, I would, that it's a single sport. How does that change it? It's just you. I mean, you're not letting your teammates down. So I think that would be easier to step off, right?
I think that would probably be, that's up to you. But also because don't you get paid by the tournaments you play in, basically? Like, you're not getting paid for something that you're not going to partake in with golf. So I don't mind you skipping for that. You have a salary in the NBA. You're paid a certain amount of money. And you're paid that money regardless. I think you should play that game. But okay. I don't think you should. I got to step back. I would play that game. But yes, I am saying this at the risk of my very pregnant, month away from birth wife, probably, you know, she said Super Bowl. I didn't bring up the playoff part. So I'm gonna gaslight her later, guys, and be like, no, you said playoff, so it's okay. I fair warning, I'm gonna do that just on the show. And so,
When you talk Super Bowl, is it the fact that it's an elimination for a championship, or is a little bit of it the spectacle?
Part of it's the spectacle, and it's so hard to get there. Tom Brady has made everybody think you can get to the Super Bowl all the time. It is insanely hard to get to the Super Bowl, Dave. And I just think you don't pass up that opportunity. Remember when Dan Marino lost the Super Bowl the second year and everybody's like, oh, he's young, he'll be back. Never went back, did he? And that's how it usually works.
I think ultimately you have to make a decision that your wife would be on board with, though, right? You can't just make it on your own, correct?
Yes, you have to make it on your own to a certain degree.
You
have to, your wife has to be on board with it. You have to have a conversation with your wife or mother of your child. You know, may or may not be married. Some people aren't married. Does this change things, Dave? Does it change if it's your wife or just some girl you knocked up on a one-night stand that you don't care about? Does that change it at all?
I would sure that would change it a little bit. Would that change your thinking? You're the one who's going to go for an exhibition game.
I mean, if it's, I would never knock up a girl on a one-night stand. I'm not that type of guy, so wouldn't apply to me.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No
purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.